Unit 5. Life in the Future. Recording 105. Page 135. Tomorrow's World. Exercise 1. Listen and read.
It's still early. Let's go out. If we hurry up, we can still make it for the 8 o'clock movie.
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm grounded. Last weekend, I came in late and my dad was really cross with me. He just doesn't get it. Kids grow up much faster today. And he doesn't let me stay out later than 9 o'clock on a Saturday. It's ridiculous. I'm nearly 14.
Well, I'm sure many things in the future will change for the better. For example, parents will not be so strict. Eventually, they'll have to trust us.
Dream on.
I can't go out either. I have to write a report on wild animals by tomorrow morning, and I don't have a clue what to put in it.
Cheer up. In the future, computers will be able to think for you. If you need a report on wild animals, you'll just type in report on wild animals, and the computer will make it for you.
Yeah, and over the next 30 to 50 years, it will become harder to tell the difference between a human and a robotic machine. Robots will look, talk, and act like humans, and these artificial humans, or human-like digital avatars, will be able to recognise our feelings and react appropriately. Isn't that fantastic?
Hey guys, stop with this science fiction. It sounds scary. I'm getting hungry. Why don't we order a pizza or Chinese?
A good idea. And a box of Chinese fortune cookies. It will be great fun reading the messages and predictions.
Right. I can't wait to find out what the future holds for us.
And next you're going to say it's the boys' treat.
Bingo. It's your turn now. And besides, Amy and I
are broke. Right?
Right.
One thing will never change. Girls will always be girls.